From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continued to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the IS assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. A cyber attack has spread across the United States and to parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites Friday. Sites affected included the social network Twitter, money transfer services PayPal, music streamer Spotify, and the discussion site Reddit. A company that manages crucial parts of the internet's infrastructure said it was under attack on Friday morning. Dyn, whose servers reroute internet traffic by hosting the domain name system, or DNS, said it had resolved the first attack, only to face a second one later in the day. After fending off the second attack, Dyn, which is based in New Hampshire, said it was again experiencing problems in the evening. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it's investigating all possible causes of the outage. This is VOA News.